This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hours and hours and hours of talented talk every day on the DJV show. Hopefully you're able to hear us coming and going. If you listen to us live on your way to work and wanting to know what else Jennifer and Victoria have come up with conversationally, or that Dougster, and you can listen on your way home on the TuneIn. Well, you can go to any of the apps, djvshow.com. You can find the podcast there, the daily program. You can also find a listen live button. You can go to TuneIn Radio. It's not confusing. It's just something that, because there's so much technology, so much stuff around, so many choices to make, sometimes it's hard to pick one. So just go to DJV Show and bounce off of what we're talking about from there. Speaking about bouncing off of what is on Jennifer's mind this morning, we're about to open both of our ears and find out. Jen?
Well, I think that the Thailand, the boys that were rescued from the cave in Thailand, right? We thought maybe the story would end there because the boys have been rescued. The coach was rescued. This was amazing. They were able to do it over the course of 3 days. Well, according to reports, Hollywood producers have already landed on the ground in Thailand because this will make a great movie for release someday. It's a sentiment that, of course, is echoed around the globe because people watched this. They were championing this rescue of these 12 boys and their soccer coach that were stuck in the cave. But Hollywood producers said there's no time to waste and that the someday will be now. A U.S. film crew was spotted this week in the foothills around the cave system where they were stuck. And
who is the star of that show? All right, let's figure out who's going to star. Is this a George Clooney movie? What do you think?
He's too old, though. Don't we need boys? We need boys and a 25-year-old soccer coach.
All right,
maybe George Clooney could be like a Navy SEAL or something.
Yeah, and we can't whitewash the movie. It can't be, you know, like Dakota Fanning is in it or her, you know. It has to be appropriately cast.
Of course you can. This is Hollyweird. Whitewash everything. All right, so we have anybody who looks the part. Let's see here. John Stamos looks like he's 26. But anyway.
I got to say, there are not a lot of Asian 12-year-olds in Hollywood right now, so they might have a little
trouble casting. I'd be surprised. Oh, no. I think you'd be surprised.
Where careers are launched.
Yeah, right. Either that or go to Hawaii. Find them over there. All right, so that's that story.
Okay.
All right, what else, Jennifer?
Well, that's my story for now, right?
Victoria, excuse me, I forget what hour I'm in here. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are trending.
Oh, yes!
They are on day two of their first trip abroad since getting married. They are in the Republic of Ireland, and they arrived yesterday. Harry was wearing a green tie, and Meghan was wearing a dark green dress.
Lovely.
To be very, as a nod to the national color. And so they first met in Dublin with the Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, and then they went to meet with the British ambassador. Harry gave a toast at the summer garden party at the British ambassador's residence, and they met with Irish President Michael Higgins, and Meghan apparently loved their two Bernese mountain dogs, so that became one of the trending items that she was kind of more interested in playing with the dogs than posing for pictures, so most of the pictures you see will be her with the cute dogs. Then they went to visit the memorial of Ireland's great famine years of 1840, the Irish Emigration Museum, and the Technology Startup Hub, which is that's a big part of Ireland now, is all the technology stuff. It used to be pharmaceuticals, and now it's a tech hub. So yeah. This is wrapping up their two-day trip, and then they will move on to later this, I think it's in the fall, they're going to do their first big like world tour as a married couple.
Ah,
and they'll be visiting all the other British Empire properties.
All right. So with people in the news, I may slide back a bit to George Clooney. He was in the hospital. He was involved in a crash. Was he on a bike or a motor? He was riding a motorcycle.
A scooter. Well, yeah, scooter. Yeah.
Right. He was headed to a film set. Did you know that?
He's filming Catch 22 is the movie.
Right. So I was looking at a picture of him, and then flashback to when he was on that, what was the hospital show he was on, ER?
Mm-hmm.
He was on ER, right? And what he looked like then and what he looks like now, his gray hair and his beard, I think he looks old.
Well, he's 57, he was in his 20s, right, when he was on ER?
Yeah, I guess. He just looks old.
He's 50. Oh. How old is he now?
57.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm not turning him away. I think he still looks pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Jennifer.
He's also a new dad to twins, so I'm sure that takes up some of, you know, that ages people.
A wrinkle and a gray hair here and there.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Another person in the news today is Mia Irizarry. Am I pronouncing that correct? Irizarry. Mia, Irizarry, says that she was trying to celebrate her 24th birthday in the forest preserves of Cook County when a man approached her asking her why she was wearing a Puerto Rican flag shirt. Ah, here we go. She recorded the encounter on her phone, saying she felt threatened, posted the video to Facebook. In this footage, the man is seen approaching her, saying, "You shouldn't be wearing that in the United States." He gets closer to her and asks, "Are you a citizen? Are you a United States citizen?" The young lady says that Puerto Rico is part of the U.S. The man approaches her again a number of times. She asks a park police officer to help, saying, "I'm renting this area. He's harassing me about the shirt I'm wearing." Officer doesn't respond. Later, she says, "Officer, I feel entirely uncomfortable. Can you remove him, please?" As the officer is seen walking away. Then she says, "Officer, I'm renting. I paid for a permit for this area. I don't feel comfortable with him here. Is there anything you can do?" And then more police arrive. She says she still doesn't feel safe. The man resumes his abuse, saying, "You're not American. If you were American, you wouldn't wear that shirt." What a stupid moron.
Why are people so nosy? Oh, my God.
No, it's not only that. Why are people so stupid?
Well, yeah. And also, if she's renting the space, then, like, it's perfectly within her rights to ask the park police there to, "Hey, this guy is not renting the space. He shouldn't be here." Like, I just, people are so crazy.
Yeah.
Also, the shirt.
Do we make it worse by highlighting it, or is this just another one of those
stories?
I don't
know, but this guy must be super unhappy right now during the World Cup when literally everyone is wearing a jersey for, like, other countries.
Yeah. I don't know. This was at some state park in Illinois, and the guy was drunk, and then it wasn't until a female officer came up and asked him for ID and told him, you know, you can't be drunk in a public park and you could be arrested, and I guess the guy eventually went away. But the first officer that she was pleading to, that guy is going to be in trouble now because there's an investigation. He ignored her, and maybe he felt the same way that the drunk guy did. I don't know, but it showed some sort of bias where that's his job, is that he's a cop, and that's what he's supposed to do.
But who is so stupid that they don't know? This is
concerned. You'd be surprised how many people don't think Puerto Ricans are United States citizens. People don't. A lot of people don't get that at
when
all.
When we start paying their bills as a 51st state, that'd be a rude awakening for some. That Anyway, it's just one of those. It's just
it's
one
the
of those
ignoramuses
things.
In this country. It's just
one of those
you add ignorance to
are we sounding
racism?
Arrogant when we call people
no.
like that morons?
No, no, because we're being factual, and I'm not going to lump anybody else in this. I'll stand up for myself. I'm being factual when I say you're an ignorant moron if you don't know basic American history. Right? Mm-hmm. We all talk about American history here. Come on, it's basic American history. Puerto Ricans have been United States citizens since, what, 1917 or something like that?
Jennifer, are you going along with ignoramus?
I think ignoramus. Moronic? Yeah, I think it all fits.
Read a book. What book are we going to read? The History
start
of Puerto
with
Rico.
History
for
of
Dummies.
Yeah, U.S. History for Dummies.
Puerto Rico for Dummies would even be better. Let's get that book.
That might be a little too advanced.
Oh.
Let's start with the basics.
You are really a slicer and dicer when it gets down to it. And then on top of it, that laugh, don't you think, Jennifer?
It makes it all better, doesn't it?
Yes, it's time for a barbecue, courtesy of Victoria Keelan at 16 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go to California, Jennifer, where a town is giving a $500 monthly stipend to people who live there. This is Stockton, California, not far from Silicon Valley, America's foreclosure capital. At least it was once. So now they're trying to get people to come there, $500 a month. So can I go there and be part-time?
Yeah, no, I think if you live there, but this was the solution. There's a young progressive mayor in Stockton, and so his solution to an issue in California, and look, I don't like this idea, but I'm going to give the guy credit for coming up with something, because the homeless problem in the state is awful. So while this idea is also awful, at least he's trying. But yeah, $500 for anybody who lives there, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess the proof will be in the pudding.
Right. 70% of the city's population minorities, pretty diverse there. They want, can you imagine how much competition there'd be for the 100? They only have 100 $500 gifts, right? I think that's how it works. So good luck to you if you're close to Stockton, California. 21 after the hour. They say that again, Doug. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Music news here at 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria and I are actually focused on a couple of country greats, starting with Jason Aldean. He and his wife, Brittany Kerr, expecting their second child together. They just had a son, Memphis, 7 months ago, so they're working and having a family, I guess. I don't know how much work it is. Hopefully it's fun. He's 41. Captured an Instagram photo of their seven-month-old wearing a Big Brother onesie the other day. His wife, Brittany, shared the same photo of Memphis on Instagram. Here we go again, she said. Aldean is also dad to daughters Keely, 15, and Kendall, 10, from his previous marriage.
Can you give it a break, dude? I mean, it's been 7 months.
Yeah. What's Brittany Kerr? What's her story? Where does she come from? What's her background?
She was cheating with Jason Aldean, actually. There was a big drama. Jason Aldean was married, and then she was on American Idol, but she didn't do very well. And somehow they started making out on a patio in Hollywood, and they got caught. No, This is the original American Idol.
This is why she's having two kids with him pronto, because she's got to get him in before he cheats on her again.
That's right.
Great.
That sounds like my worst nightmare. Having a kid and then 7 months later being pregnant again? No, thank you. Sounds miserable.
So apparently they've had a struggle to get pregnant. At least they did the first time around. And then they wanted to have a second one. Brittany said it was the longest process, such a roller coaster. I ended up through it all having endometriosis, which, what's that? I forgot what that is. What is
thickening of the lining, isn't it?
Lining.
Of your uterus.
It's like the lining of your uterus grows outside of the uterus, so you can't, it sort of blocks pregnancy.
Mine grows on my right arm. I don't know if that's weird.
Kerr explained that she had a laparoscopy to remove the tissue, and then she ended up getting pregnant. So, they used IVF. It was probably harder than the actual pregnancy for me because it was such a roller coaster, so difficult.
All right.
Such high highs, such low lows. No one really knows that you're going through. I went through it with my daughter.
I'll take it back. I'll take it back then.
Okay. All right. Anyway. What, you have shots every day, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's hard on your system, hormones. And
Megan was through that. Yeah. All right, so good luck to them, Jason Aldean. Keep it to home there, pal. Let's see, who else is in the music news? It looks like Kelly Clarkson has joined the Ugly Dolls voice cast. Okay, so somebody's going to have to fill me in on Ugly Dolls. She's going to play the character of Moxie and perform some original songs. This is an animated feature based on the toy line by David Horvath, which is named Toy of the Year by the toy industry. Pitbull is also included among the voice cast. So what do we know about
this is
an animated kids series?
I guess they're making it into an animated kid series based on these little stuffed animals.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, they're weird looking little trolls.
Are they really ugly dolls?
No, they're kind of cute. They're they're sweet.
Not like that creepy doll in the movie. That horrible
Chucky?
Halloween. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, they're not like Chucky.
No. These are cute little stuffed animals.
Yeah, they're kind of funny. They're just kind of odd.
That murder people in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they're just kind of cute, odd, little, quirky, like, dolls. I think the whole point is that they're supposed to be kind of funny looking, and so it's cool. You know, they can still be cute and funny looking. Like, people can be, too. Right?
Uh-huh. Right. It's about acceptance and things like
that. Who are you talking about?
Speak to you. Exactly. Speak for yourself there, kiddo. All right, so that's the story with Kelly Clarkson. And we're up to date musically at 28 past the hour. This is today's DJV show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parents and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A second day of meetings underway at the NATO summit in Brussels, where yesterday President Trump was tough on other NATO nations, urging them to pay more towards their protection from Russia, saying they only pay a fraction of their cost. The president meeting on the sidelines of the summit yesterday with Germany's Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, after which President Trump told reporters,
"We're discussing trade, we're discussing NATO, we're discussing a lot of different things, and hopefully in the end it'll all work out."
Later today, when the summit ends, President Trump then heads to Great Britain. FBI agent Peter Strzok heads to Capitol Hill today for a House hearing. He's under scrutiny for anti-Trump text messages that he sent while he was working for the Hillary Clinton email investigation in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Been up all night. This is a resource for you to be sort of tuned into the day, because from day we go to night, and from night we go to day. Pretty good, ladies, huh? I know what's going on. You can't fool me.
You got this down.
I got it.
Took you a while, but you
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillings at the controls in our studio in Washington from the business department. Some interesting things from Costco. Removing Polish hot dogs from their menu. Wow. Costco recently announced they were revamping their menu in an effort to make way for healthier options. They have Polish wieners, removing them from their food.
People are not happy about this. This is like if IKEA took their Swedish meatballs off the menu to try and put something healthier. Like, no one's going to eat at Costco because they want to eat healthy.
Why is anybody eating at Costco to begin with?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Well, you guys will play. Kara will play with me.
I've never been to Costco, so I can't say anything about
it. You're an elitist snob.
A dollar?
There isn't one near me, dummy.
$1.50
That's something else.
For hot dogs and a soda. Are you guys even?
I am. Yes,
no, go ahead. Sorry, Jen.
$1.
Rewind.
And you know about it, Carrie. You know. Come on. $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda at Costco.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's why people go there.
Especially after you've been. I mean, you got to spend like half a day in Costco because you buy so much. So afterwards,
it really makes you hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
And these hot dogs are not those little dummy wieners. These are like the good hot dogs.
These are some big wieners.
Yeah, the ones that you really want. Oh.
All right. So in place of the hot dog, they're going to serve fruit bowls, organic burgers, and plant-based protein salad.
None of this is going to go over well.
There Who wants to take the over-under on when they're going to bring the Polish dog back and kill the acai bowl?
Right,
this is another IHOP thing where they're now IHOP is IHOP again, and they're like,
Hashtag save the Polish dog.
Yeah.
At, let's see. Yeah, all right, if you're
It is funny, the people on Twitter really were upset. This is something that you don't mess with Costco shoppers.
So you think that's upsetting? Wait till you hear this news from Smucker's. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. Well, they're getting rid of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
What?
And some of their other baking brands.
What is wrong with them?
Jiffy Peanut Butter's going, Folgers Coffee.
They're not killing the brand.
Baking business.
They're selling off all those brands because they're not making money anymore.
Private equity firms.
People don't want Jif peanut butter. They want, you know, the all-natural stuff.
Right.
That's so bad.
The Pillsbury Doughboy, Hungry Jack, Martha White, White Lily, Jim Dandy, Smucker's, Gonzo.
I'm not a huge jam person. Like, when I have toast, I just like to usually have, you know, butter or something on it, or peanut butter. But my mom, I was out with my mom a lot lately because she hasn't been feeling well. So she goes, oh, do you want a piece of toast? She made it for me, and the jam was delicious. And I said, okay, so where'd you buy it? I thought it was like some specialty thing. It was Smucker's jam with no sugar. Yeah, it was, but no sugar, sweetened with just a touch of honey, and it was all real fruit jelly with honey. It was delicious. It was really good.
Yeah, they really have great jams. Very, very good. So what's the future for the Pillsbury Doughboy? What are we going to happen to the TV commercials? Wow.
Well, they also, part of this deal included the actual, and it's, you know, thousands of square feet, the actual plant where all of this stuff gets manufactured and packaged. Mm. Yeah. So I think that the brands will probably stick around, whoever the new company is that bought them, but so maybe you'll see like a healthier rebrand.
If you're, pardon the pun, this is a recipe that has what these companies going around buying up everything in sight, and they find they can't manage, and they don't really add to the bottom line. They still pay lots of dough for these smaller companies. They bring them in-house. They can't really keep up or make them. They lose their sense of identity, I guess, much as anything else. So remember, Nestle's sold its, let's see, Butterfinger brand, Baby Ruth. It's the kind of stuff they buy.
But has anyone eaten a Baby Ruth or a Butterfinger in 20 years?
I think people eat Butterfingers on Halloween. Babe Ruth's, I'm not sure about those.
I'm not a Butterfinger person. I'm not a big fan of those.
Yeah.
And I like peanut butter, but that just don't do it for me.
All right, next business item has to do with the latest closing of a Sears store, last one in Chicago. They started in Chicago, been there for more than 100 years. The final Sears store in the Chicago city limits closing this weekend at Six Corners. Opened in the Irving Park neighborhood 80 years ago during the Depression. 100,000 shoppers stormed through the doors the first day it opened. They've lost $11 billion in the past 7 years. because they have a dummy running the company. Well, he's not really a dummy. He's very smart because he bought Sears and Kmart it's a land deal. It's all about the land. Has nothing. He's not a merchant. He doesn't know anything about selling stuff, as you can easily tell by going into Kmart and Sears these days. The stuff they have is crap. And this guy, his name is Eddie Lambert is his name. And he's got a big hedge fund, and he put all the dough into buying. He's got fabulous, it's great for the hedge fund guys because they're not in the business. These retail stores are accretive, and that means they don't make, lots of money in gobs quickly. And so the real estate business oftentimes nets you a huge profit, depending on what you do with it, how you take care of the leases and that sort of thing. And so that's what they're doing. And the end of Sears is, as a farmer, somebody who works with tools a lot, there's never been better tools than Craftsman. The way they make them, the way they guarantee them, and that's all kind of gone. It's been so cheapened. It's just, it's another example of a big company buying up a medium-sized company and not knowing how to run it. So what's the suggestion? I don't know, but I'm going to bet a lot of that stuff, as we talk about China, a lot of that stuff's now being made in China. All these tools that we are using. Look on the what I do now. When I this is something that I've gotten into the habit of doing. Whatever I buy. Yesterday I had to go to the parts store to get a lens for my truck that was broken, and the lenses are made in China. I said, "Can you give me something that?" I looked at the lens. Where is it made? China. Can you
is that
make
for your
me?
Headlight? You mean what's
yeah.
the lens?
That oh, lens okay. for the headlight. Yeah.
Okay.
The guy says we don't have anything. These are all made in China. So you know what I did? Got in my truck and drove to the junkyard and got an old lens out of an old truck. Works fine, and it was made in America.
I love that story.
That's great,
because all that stuff is going to end up in a landfill anyway. So good for you. I love that. More people should be doing that.
Thank you.
And Jen, you love talking about scrap metal.
I do.
All you need to do is find a scrap metal yard.
Oh, here we go.
It's true, though. I mean, it's
dangerous territory.
That might be the greenest thing Doug Steffens ever done. I love that story.
I wouldn't say that that's true, but it was the latest green thing that I did. I actually,
he's greener than most, isn't he?
Okay. So you want to hear another story?
I don't know.
This is another. Okay.
Sometimes I question.
So the cabin that I have here has had an old toilet in it, and we had to replace the toilet because somebody left the water.
What cabin are you talking about?
I have a cabin behind the house. I have a little cabin behind the house, yeah.
It's a handy
guest house.
Yeah, it's a cute little guest house.
Why don't you rent it? VRBO.
Somebody left the water on in the toilet over the winter. And of course, I haven't been in the cabin in. For months. And so I went out, and the water, the thing's broken. So I went online, and I found a used blue toilet. And it was free.
Blue toilet.
Okay, so, that's gross. Drawing the line.
Was it on FreeCycle or something like that? Where did you find it?
Actually, it was on Craigslist.
Is it weird I want my own toilet?
You can probably go to Boston Craigslist and see the blue toilet listed there that I just told the guy.
I can't wait to go look. I'm going to go find it.
Go find it.
And I'm going to buy it right out. I'm going to buy it out from under you.
No, you can't buy it. It's free.
Did it have the cushiony the seat on top, like your grandma used to have with the leather that would crack and it would, eat up your butt cheeks?
Excuse me, I have those. Now,
you do not have the cushion one.
I certainly do.
Doug, ixnay on those. Those are from, the 1970s.
Well, you have to change them with some regularity, but they're much more comfortable for your tooth.
No. We should talk to MyPillow and get them to do one for your rear end.
That's an idea. A MyPillow
toilet. You bought the blue toilet, and now
you don't have to buy
cabin.
It. Was free.
Okay, so you picked up the blue toilet.
I have to take it. I have to go get it after I get off the air, so we have to hurry up and get done so I can go get my new used blue free toilet.
He probably figured that someone would want it for a novelty.
A planter.
Yep. Like a redneck garden kind of a thing, which people do.
I have one of those anyway.
Right, but accidentally. Non-ironically, you probably do. But he probably never thought that someone was picking up the blue toilet for a real use purpose. That's crazy.
Why is it crazy? It's a very good way of saving. I'm interested in saving. I'm a conservative. I am a real conservative. I don't throw things away that have value.
Right.
And I go find things that other people can't use that I can use.
Well,
that
just
is the
put a
true
new toilet
definition
seat on it.
Of I
a
will.
A hoarder.
Right up my alley. At 45 past the hour, this is the Up Your Alley DJV show.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world.
Tum.
New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief, available in the store near you.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Whoa, it's the sprint turn.
South Bob, what are you doing here, little guy?
I want to hear about the remarkable new 9.7-inch Apple iPad.
It's so great. The new iPad is like a computer, but also completely unlike any computer.
Whoa, true duality.
Pretty cool, huh?
And it works with Apple Pencil?
Yeah, and this weekend only when you switch to Sprint Unlimited Plus, with all the features you love for a price you love, you'll also get a new iPad on Sprint.
On Sprint is awesome, baby. Let's tell as many humans as we can.
This weekend only, switch to Unlimited Plus from Sprint. You'll get a brand new iPad on us. Visit your Sprint store, sprint.com/promotions, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Requires new lines of service, approved credit, and $30 activation fees. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply. iPad on us after $100 via MasterCard prepaid reward mailed after 60 days of good standing. $15 per month credit applied within 2 bills. Pay $4.17 a month for 24 months. City cancel early, remain balance. Due taxes due at sale.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just $19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so if we want to get the help of a lifetime, you might want to do what the farmers in China are doing. There are more farmers who are depressed in China than any place else, although we got plenty of them here in America. Maybe this
like
is
economically something. Depressed or like
both.
Mentally depressed?
Both. So now yoga is being introduced. Yoga training for farmers. The Chinese officials that are working on changing the poverty reality of farmers, very depressing. I guess the last couple of years has seen more yoga in some of these small villages around China. Average age of the residents, 65. Farmers are part of a rapidly aging population, have a lot of poverty with older Chinese citizens, depression. Remember, they haven't been able to take advantage of the new world order in China as far as the economy is concerned. So in the years since the elderly farmers took up dedicated yoga practice, headstands, standing splits, that kind of stuff, health costs are down among that group, farm work is easier and more productive, and the quality of life is up. So perhaps those of you, if you're not a farmer, you'll turn to yoga for a better life as you move on the age scale. 10 before the hour.
this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bargety bark, boo-boo-ba-doo. Here we go at 53 past the hour. Time for our visit from Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Heard around the country, around the world, around the galaxy, around the universe. Every weekend, Warren is here to take care of your pets. Bad news for dog owners, Warren. Taking your dog on trails is actually bad for the environment. Much as you love taking your dog on a hike, there may be problems because the dogs, they stress out wildlife, they bark, their waste is toxic. Dog poop has all kinds of stuff that's bad in it for the wild animals in the natural habitat. I take Charlotte, I keep doing this with Daisy, keep calling her Charlotte, she's probably confused. We have 800 acres of park, and plus the farm is right around me, so I take her out every morning. I've never really had to do this with a dog before in my life because I don't really trust her yet to kind of be safe on the farm by herself out on her own. So we take two or three walks a day, actually, some of them 15, 20 minutes, half hour, because it takes her that long to decide she wants to poop. And so, you know, she chases the stuff, the squirrels up the tree, all the usual stuff. And so I'm thinking to myself, as I go along these, you know, they talk about dogs being bad, but horses are up and down these trails all the time. There's horse poop all over the place. So how can this really be bad? Are they being disrespectful to our dogs at the parks? Absolutely. I've never seen a dog throw a piece of paper at a park floor. I've never seen a dog throw a beer can on a park floor. And you know, the environmental, so I'm all for a healthy environment myself, okay? But the bottom line is this. Don't worry about, now they're trying to ban cows because of their flatulence.
Baloney.
The flatulence, no, I'm telling you, flatulence is breaking the ozone level.
I can argue that point all day long and win the argument because of what goes on in their four stomachs, the kind of things that come out in their poop that are really good, the microbes that get into the soil. Ever look at a cow poop patty and see how green it is outside around the ring of the poop?
I agree with you, Doug, but I haven't spent a whole lot of time.
Well, believe it. I've done that, and that's the story. So anyway,
that's crazy to blame it on the dogs. I mean,
of course it is.
You clean up after your dog, keep your dog on the trail, and it won't upset the wildlife. You stay on the trail with your pets. That's what I do.
Right. All right. This is when McFadden used to be here, he used to take up all the time you had with questions about his dog. But here's one about Daisy May. She is, as you know, 2.5 years old, a little more than that now. I saved her from rescued her from a puppy mill. And she was in Alabama, Arkansas, someplace down south. And that's important to the story because I have some folks that work on the farm who are black. And one of the fellows came to the house the other night. It was dark. And I haven't, in the 2 months I've had Daisy, I've never seen her go this crazy. She was, because she's usually very sweet, wants to talk to everybody, and runs around with people. She was aggressive with him, and it bothered me. I didn't sleep well that night, thinking, what in the world is going on with her, and what am I going to deal with? So I sent you a note. I asked you for your input. So I'm all ears.
Well, here's the bottom line, okay? Dogs learn the associative memory. So they associate things. So it's very possible, even going back further, you go through a honeymoon period when you first adopt a dog from a shelter, and you've gone through, the dog loves everyone, just happy to be out, but now the dog's becoming really attached to you and more protective of you. And the association with this man, the fact that he's African-American, may be really important. Perhaps it was an African-American person that kind of removed him from the puppy mill or didn't treat him properly.
I think that's what it is. That's actually what I think. Somebody with a black that he was around that really mistreated her.
Absolutely. Listen, I run into situations where dogs react the way to a man wearing a hat, perhaps, or a man with a mustache, or a man with a deep voice, or a man with a beard, or someone who walks with a limp. They associate that person with something negative. So what you need to do is what we call counter conditioning. Every time he sees this man should already know his name, have a biscuit in his hand, and what you should do is spend more time with the dog and this guy away from your home on neutral territory so there's no possessiveness, there's no protectiveness. Let the guy hold the leash, let him walk the dog, and you can count the conditions so the dog now associates this guy with something positive versus something negative. But they do learn through association. So my feeling is that either he was abused by an African-American man, he was removed by an African-American man, but something negative happened with an African-American, and perhaps it happened in the evening.
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess I figure that in a common sense way. But it bothered me because this dog is so sweet. She has been absolutely, you know, Charlotte, I was Charlotte's and she didn't want anybody else around. She accepted Meredith after a year or so and then was great with her, but she wasn't interested in that. She'd been having many other people in my life, whereas this dog loves it. So that's great advice, Warren. Thank you for your help. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on the DJB Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.